cracking jokes. That's what Vince does. We respond to that.
He needs to survive in this league. I mean, he takes players have admitted as well that he needs to take losses, especially hard.
I take losses hard.
Yeah.
I mean, when I lost to Vince in the Rose Bowl, it was unbelievable. I didn't even want to, you know, tell. I didn't even want to say I was coming out of college, you know, to go to the NFL, you know, because I thought it was so, it was not real, you know, it was something that just happened in my mind, but I really lost to Vince, you know what I mean? We really lost that football game, so it was hard for me. It's still hard, you know, I lost more games, and I know this is the professional level, but I have lost more games on a professional level than I lost in my career. You know, I think 37-2 in college, and before that I was 40-5 in high school or something like that, so, you know, losing is not fun, especially when you're not used to losing.
But, you know, you haven't handled it like Vince has either.
I don't know how Vince has handled it. I don't know how he's handled it. I don't know what you guys see. I see something different. I see a fierce competitor that wants to win. I don't see anything other than that.
What about sulking or on the sideline or not wanting to talk to teammates and not wanting to go back in the game?
I don't. When did this happen? Please help me out. I've never seen this happen. I've never been around this. I haven't seen it. Now, maybe if you guys can give me film or something or you know, show me a tape where you've seen this happen, I could probably, you know, comment on it. But I've never seen that happen, so it's hard for me to stand up here and comment on it.
How do you guys feel about Kerry getting in the game now?
You know, with Vince being down, you have to step up. You know, I think Bill Belichick said it the best. Yeah. You know, when one soldier goes down, you got to get in line, you know, and keep marching. It sucks, unfortunately, because we want Vince to be out there helping us win football games. But right now, Vince has to get healthy. You know, we need Vince to get his knee right and get back as fast as he possibly can. And for the time being, I know that Kerry Collins is definitely, you know, a guy that can win and help us win.
Are you concerned about Vince's well-being or his state of mind? Do you have any concerns along that regard?
Let me ask you guys a question. Where is this coming from? Like, I don't get where.
Do you not watch the news or read the newspaper? I mean,
yeah, I see that, but I see him. So it's like, the thing to me is, you know, I'm not making you guys a bad guy, but you guys can't believe everything you hear or see. I mean, it's TV. I mean, it's all TV.
Did you know that your head coach called the police to be on the lookout for him and worried about his well-being?
I don't know that. Jeff didn't tell me that, so I mean, I don't know that. That's what happened?
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe Jeff should call me after I leave here tonight because the police would look out for my well-being. I'm upset right now, man. Yeah, I'm mad.
Obviously upset. I mean, Jeff called, please. I don't think he's quite done that with you guys before, which may be.
Jeff is a special guy, man. Coach Fisher is one of the best coaches I've ever had. And he's not a coach that – he's not a rah-rah guy for the cameras. He's not here for this. He's not here for the media. He's really here for you. If he feels like there's something wrong with you, if you need to sit down and talk with him, his door is always open. I have walked by Jeff's door on many occasions and knocked on and said, Coach, can I see you? And right then and there, he sees him. So, you know, it's an open door policy with him, and he's a great coach in the aspect that he's there for players, regardless of what's going on. You know, like I said, with my grandma's situation last year, and I needed time and I needed to get away for a minute, he let me go home. He let me be around my family, you know, and it was never things that, you need to get back here and get the team, because I guess he understands this is real life, and, you know, we all go through situations at times.
Changing the subject, I know you want to still talk about that.
Ohio State sucks, but what else?
But changing the subject, what do you make of this whole Ocho Cinco thing with Chad?
It's the greatest thing ever.
What do you like about it?
It's going to sell jerseys, first of all. When he gets that Reebok check at the end of the year, I mean, that's probably the best thing about it. But, you know, listen, man, you got to have fun with this. You know, he's proven year in and year out that he is going to be a top receiver, one of the top receivers in the NFL. And regardless of what's on the back of his jersey or what he does week in and week out as far as, you know, celebrating things like that, he's going to get his job done.
Come up with something good here. If you were going to change your last name legally, you would be Lindale what?
Lindale, we whooped Ohio State's butt. That'll probably be my last night.